Welcome back, listeners of your national award-winning Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Of course, we highlight the issues and the people you want to know more about, and tonight is no exception. Now, understanding if you have a certain type of inherited genetic mutation called BRCA, B-R-C-A, could be an key in understanding if your family is at greater risk of developing certain types of cancer. And if already diagnosed with cancer, it may impact your treatment options. Well, joining us to speak more about the campaign to help us with understanding BRCA, aware our awareness, is Dr. Joanne Mortimer, a breast cancer oncologist at City of Hope Cancer Center, and Jessica, a breast cancer patient. Welcome, ladies, to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, so excited and looking forward to this very meaningful conversation that can really be life-saving for so many people. Doctor, I want to first turn my sights to you. What is an inherited BRCA or BRCA genetic mutation exactly? What is it, and how many people could it possibly affect?
Yeah, so a mutation in the BRCA gene sort of requires that we understand how BRCA gene works. So normally you inherit a BRCA gene from your parents, from each of them. And what this gene functions in your body is to make sure that when you have damage to a cell, whether it's trauma or just old age of a cell, that the cell repairs and comes back normal. When there is a mutation in the repair genes, in these repair BRCA genes, there is an increased risk for developing cancer. And so individuals who have mutations in BRCA genes are at increased risk for developing a variety of cancers like breast, ovarian, pancreas, certain skin cancers, and prostate cancer. And so it's important to know the BRCA status, to know what your risk of developing cancer is.
I see. That's such powerful information. Who exactly should get genetic testing? And he said, Doctor, I don't need to tell you. There's so much chatter out there of people saying, well, they got tested, they found out. So many people say, well, they're not sure they want to know. If we could be specific as possible, who would this be ideal for?
Right. So not everybody should have BRCA testing. The individuals who should have BRCA testing are people who've had cancer, specifically breast cancer. Women and men under the age of 65 who've had a diagnosis of breast cancer should have BRCA testing. And if those individuals have a BRCA mutation, then their family members should also be tested, because once you know that there's a gene in the family, you want to test other family members who may also be at increased risk for cancer. And knowing whether you have a BRCA mutation increases your surveillance of an individual to make sure that if they develop cancer, you find it early.
Nice. And empowerment is so key, the knowledge part. And I don't need to tell a very acclaimed oncologist like you that so many times there's so many experts on this program that say early diagnosis, knowing early, can really help your chances, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so key. How can knowing your status with BRCA really impact your patient care?
Yeah, so knowing whether if you have a BRCA mutation does impact how we treat the cancer. Individuals with a BRCA mutation may opt to have more extensive surgery because they have a BRCA mutation, but it also impacts treatment because we have targeted therapies that are also very effective in women and men with BRCA-related cancers.
Yeah. And tell us about this Be BRCA Aware, I hope I'm saying that right, campaign that's going on right now.
Yeah, so this is a campaign that we've partnered with AstraZeneca over, and it's to educate people about the importance of BRCA testing and the implications of BRCA mutations. The website is BeBRCAAware.com. That's BeBRCAAware.com.
I love it. Information is key. Empowering individuals is so, so critical. You know, you are listening to award-winning Let's Talk America. Jessica, I know you are a patient. I want to turn my sight to you right now. How has knowing your inherited BRCA mutation status impacted decisions you have made about your care?
Yeah, absolutely. So I first learned about the BRCA mutation about 12 years ago when my mom was first diagnosed with breast cancer. So that was when she decided to get the genetic testing, and she was positive for the mutation. So then I got tested as well, also positive for the mutation, and I was quite young at the time. So I met with her doctor, and we kind of just came up with a plan moving forward of, you know, the schedule of mammograms and MRIs and just, you know, having, you know, a lot of screening over the years. And then, you know, unfortunately, last year I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it was at a very early stage, and it was caught during one of my routine MRIs that I'd been getting for the last, you know, 12 years or so. But with the diagnosis, it's knowing that BRCA status for me helped me to work with my doctor and come up with the best treatment plan, you know, like as far as surgery goes, you know, if I wanted to do something more radical, and which is what I did. So I think just knowing my BRCA status, I think really helped me to understand things and, you know, what my doctor, you know, recommended.
Yeah, I love that. And such a key component for you. What do you want others to know, Jessica, about genetic testing in general? So much chatter, as I mentioned before, mm-hmm. out there among individuals. Obviously, you found it extremely helpful. What would you like our takeaway to be tonight?
Yeah, I mean, kind of even a point that you made earlier, it's, you know, I know people can be scared, and, you know, some people don't want to know, and I, you know, I understand that, but for me, it was more of just like, I felt empowered to take charge of my own health and, you know, meet with my doctor and learn more about it. So I think the biggest thing would be talk to your doctor, ask the questions and see if the BRCA genetic testing is the right thing for you to do.
Wow, such key information. I want to thank both you, Dr. Murder, and you, Jessica, for sharing your journey with us. In closing, ladies, where can we go for additional information about this very, very important topic?
So, again, we'll direct you to the bebracaware.com, bebracaware.com website. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you so much, ladies, and continue with everything you're doing. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk America.
Thank you.